And now the thoughts of a newspaper man who's filed his last column after a long career at the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Here's Doug Groh.
On his last day on the job, a summer intern posted a note on the newsroom bulletin board at the paper where I was working years ago. "Thanks for the memories. Don't worry, your secret is safe with me," he wrote. Now, after a 37-year run, it's my turn to leave the newspaper. I'm going out with 43 others who have accepted so-called voluntary buyouts. A few weeks ago, 24 others left. In all, 20% of our newsroom has left the building. This is not exactly earth-shattering news. Across the country, thousands of journalists have been laid off or offered the chance to explore other opportunities. We've become the people we've covered. We've become the auto workers, the steel workers, the mid-level executives, and the small farmers. We've become dispensable. But before leaving, I'll reveal the secret. Being a newspaper reporter isn't a job. It's a daily rush. All a decent reporter needs to have is a notepad, a pulse, and curiosity. In what other job do you get to reveal that a CEO has just helped himself to a multi-million-dollar bonus? Then, in the next paragraph, report about the woman who works for the CEO who has just taken a 20% pay cut. In what other job do you get to toss irreverent questions at the president or the governor? A few of my brothers and sisters do the really big Watergate-type stories that change history. A lot more do important stories about what's going on at the battlefront or in the hallways of government and business. Most of us, though, write about the real giants in our communities, who are much bigger than those Paris Hilton characters who so often end up on the front page. Most of us write about people who humble us. We write about the deaf, blind, paralyzed guy who is unable to speak but is writing a musical. Or the woman in the tough neighborhood who is creating a garden because she believes beauty will trump violence. Humility is a constant in this business. What we work so hard on to produce today is forgotten tomorrow, unless it's a blunder. My legacy moment in this profession is not a Pulitzer Prize. It's a doozy of an error. A misunderstanding led me to report that a local minor league baseball team was offering a unique Father's Day gift certificate as a promotion. This report led to the following correction. A column on page B2 last Sunday incorrectly said the St. Paul Saints baseball team is giving away a vasectomy today. That correction has lived on and on. I've learned to grin and bear it. Now it's time to go. My buyout class of 2007 includes a brilliant 84-year-old copy editor, a wonderful classical music critic, a host of fine reporters, artists, and editors who have saved us from most of our errors. Hundreds of years of experience are headed out the door. Kind readers have said how much will be missed. Perhaps we will, but not for long. We know another secret of this wonderful business. We are about to become yesterday's news.
Doug Groh was a columnist at the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Yesterday was his last day on the job.